Joining us now in studio is a friend of the program, Palm Beach resident and PGA Tour pro, Matthias Gromberg. Matthias, good morning to you. Thanks for coming
good
in.
Good morning.
Appreciate it, man. It's fun to see you. It's good to see you in the studio. Now, you have yet to make your season debut for 2009. We know that you're definitely playing in the Honda Classic 3 weeks from now, PGA National. What does your season entail? When are you going to get started, and what do you got planned for this year?
I'm hoping to get back to being healthy. First, last year was really bad. I had a bad left foot, and I'm still recuperating with it and working out. I was told to have surgery, but I didn't really want to have a surgery on it. And I'm just working out and getting stronger with it, and I should be ready for the Honda.
Matthias, I'm assuming you've had a chance to play the Champion Course several times. What are your thoughts on it? What do you do mentally and physically to prepare to play that course?
You go through the same, but at the same time, that's not a normal golf course on the PGA Tour. I mean, it's a strong golf course, and you see that the best players in the world, they want to come there and compete because it's a hard golf course. And sometimes you don't really like the setup as the guys set it up, and But it was a very, very strong tournament, and whenever you have the top names winning the tournament, you know it's been set up fairly too. So it's a good test, and I want to compete.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, joined in studio by PGA Tour pro and Palm Beach resident Matthias Gromberg. And Matthias, you made it through Q School last year in 08 to get your tour card for 09. You were actually the medalist back in 2003, and you were the first ever European player to win tour Q School. What's it like going through that process? Because it's a grueling 6 days of golf.
It certainly is, and it's the hardest golf tournament that you can play as a golfer because you're playing to secure your rights for the whole year next year. I missed my first 7 attempts to get on this tour, and then in my 8th try or 7th try, I won it. And since then, I've gone back twice more, and I've been able to secure it, and I finished tied 18th last year, but literally did it on one foot. It was. Wow. I was very, very happy to go through.
You and Tiger
and
performing on one leg.
The week after, I was told that I really should have surgery on it. But
and why is it that you haven't had the surgery yet? Are you just trying to put it off? Hopefully, you won't have to have it. Or
well, I actually got. I said I don't want to listen to just one guy. I want to have more people. And I had some real good experts and some orthopedic surgeons that said, you should really do not operate on it. And the funny thing is now, just less than a month after I started working out, I'm stronger than ever in my left foot. And I'm looking forward to get ready and compete in Honda, but also maybe in Mexico the week before.
Matthias, you mentioned Q School taking you so long to break through, and then you end up winning the thing. What was the learning process there to get to that point where you could break through and not only get your card but actually win the thing? Was it like, hey, I understand you're going to have a bad round or whatever and be able to come back from that, or how were you able to mentally get through those 6 rounds of golf, and what did you learn to be able to break through it on that 7th time?
The one thing was that my preparations was much better. I realized I was playing very good golf over in Europe, and I played the world. I finished like 4th place in the grand finals in Europe. Came over for second stage and missed it because I arrived the day before, and I realized I couldn't keep on doing that. And so I prepared very well and made sure that I wouldn't get sick. I ate pretty much the same kind of food, same drinks, the whole thing, and just made sure that my equipment was the same for at least a month to maybe 2 months before. So you want to go into battle, you want to go into battle with old friends, not new friends, in your bag. And I did some things that it shows right now. I think I have a good formula of success there. I've made it the last 3 times, and there's several thousand of golfers competing for these 25 plus spots, and I'm just very grateful that I did it. And hopefully I can, if I ever have to go back, I know how to go through it. And I've done it now going through second stage as well. So,
You're a grizzled veteran. Matthias Groenberg joining us in studio. PGA Tour Pro, Palm Beach resident, Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And Matthias, you're of course a native of Sweden. And there's a pretty big Swedish contingent on the PGA Tour. Jesper Parnevik and Fredrik Jakobsen and Carl Peterson. You guys all buddies? You all hang out in the off season and from time to time during tour week?
Yeah, it's some of the guys hang out more. It's I live down here in Palm Beach, and some of the other guys are more up in the Jupiter area. But we play a little bit of golf together. But then Carl Pedersen, he's up in Raleigh, Durham, and so I don't really see him in the off season.
Right,
he comes
right.
back, but it's nice to speak Swedish when we're out there and just get a little bit of camaraderie. And I've been pretty close with Richard Johnson, and he had a great breakthrough season.
Yeah, right.
Winning the Milwaukee tournament last year, and it seems like he's starting to play good this year again, so it's good for him.
I remember we had him on the show the week after he won. He had a hole-in-one that week during his victory up in Milwaukee.
I actually played just in front of him.
Did you?
I think I almost saw it go in the hole, too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. How many holes-in-ones have you had in your career?
I think it's 7 or 8.
Oh.
Some have been really cool things. In a car in 04, the last par 3 of the PGA Tour season in 04, I made a, won a Chrysler. And then in Scotland, I won $100,000 for me,
wow.
but also for $100,000 for charity once.
That's awesome. Now, here's the question. Because I still don't have a hole-in-one.
So you're killing Russ right now, Matthias, because he said 7 or 8. It's like you don't even know how many
exactly.
you have. And you're killing him.
I have some unofficial ones.
Right.
I say they're made in competition,
uh-huh.
but it might have been my second shot on a par 3 because I'm practicing.
Oh, okay.
So
there's an asterisk.
In a competition, it's about 6 or 7.
So there's more than that, but there's an asterisk next to some of them.
Yeah.
Well, Pat's had 2. I've been playing golf for 11 years now. I haven't had my first yet. Still waiting for that. Have you kept the balls from each hole-in-one, or do you not even, you know, kind of do that, kind of being sentimental and keeping the trophy, as it were?
No, I should have kept them, but I did not. I probably threw it out to the fan or something.
He doesn't know exactly how many he has, Russ. He's not keeping the balls.
I'll tell you what. If I make a hole-in-one during the Honda Classic,
I'll throw
out the ball
especially,
to someone.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
You won't even keep it?
No.
But what if it is at the bear trap? If it's at 15 or 17, I mean, that's a...
I might give it to my son, Van.
There you go. That's all I want is just to know how special it is, please.
Yeah. No, it is special. It's so lucky. You got to be so lucky.
Yeah.
That's all they are. I mean, I've always said I'd rather have a double eagle because, you know, you can get a hole-in-one with a sand wedge. I mean, you can – it just depends on the hole. But a double eagle, generally, you're hitting a 3-iron or some higher club that it takes – and you're not getting to tee it up. So it could be from any kind of a lie. Tell me you haven't had like 5 or 6 double eagles. That'll hurt.
No, but I probably have had one
all
at
right,
least. But I want to have the double eagle that the guy, I forgot his name now. Was it Bob Tway who teed up
at
on
Phoenix?
17 in Phoenix and hit the putter
right.
and went in?
It was Andrew McGee.
I like that double eagle.
He's the only guy ever to make a hole-in-one on a par 4 in PGA Tour history. Now, there have been double eagles, but they've been second shots on par 5s.
Yeah.
Andrew McGee, who did it at the FBR Open in Phoenix, and as you mentioned, it went off he teed off when the guys in front of him were still on the green. He didn't think he had a chance to reach the green, and he did, and it bounced off the guy's putter and went straight in the hole for a double eagle. So, interesting stuff. Joined in the studio by Matthias Groenberg, PGA Tour Pro and Palm Beach resident, Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Last question for you before we let you go.
Yeah.
And, of course, you will be teeing it up 3 weeks from now at PGA National for the Honda. Where do you play locally when you're practicing, and where are some of your favorite places to play around the states and then on tour? What's your favorite course on tour?
Firstly, I play at the Ritz-Carlton in Jupiter, and then at the Bears Club, Jack's place, and great places to practice. And then I try and play a little bit around Everglades or Seminole or some of the really nice, good golf courses around, and Emerald Dunes I did before it turned private. Breakers West, but then on tour, my favorite one. Well, the Honda Classic is up there, PGA National, but the Vekovia Tournament,
and
Quail Hollow,
really nice
course. Pebble Beach. It hurts sitting home here and watching them at Pebble Beach. It hurts because just playing Pebble Beach, it's an awesome experience, and if you have the money, go and do it at least once in your life.
See, now, but Pat thinks that tour pros, and I tend to agree with him, some of them shy away from that event, even though it's a great venue, having to play with amateurs, you know, for 3 days. And you know,
and the weather. This time of year, the weather's usually terrible over there.
How are you playing in pro-ams? Are you okay with when you're playing for serious, for, you know, making a living, and you got a guy playing with you?
I love it. It's actually to the point sometimes I do like playing with my touring professionals, but I almost like it more with the amateurs because they're so passionate about their game. They're not working. They're passionate about their game. They're having a good time. I played with Danny Gans last year.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, he couldn't do it. He had his brand opening at the Encore, I think, the new Wynn Resort.
Yeah, Wynn's new place.
And I had a great time. I always have a great time. But why they don't come back, I think it's because the greens are real, real tricky.
And then
Poppy Hills gets quite wet.
Right.
And it's a long walk, and it takes 6 hours. If they shrank the field somehow to maybe 130 players instead of 165 or something. The only problem there, I wouldn't be able to play. So it's like I'm shooting myself in the foot by saying that.
Maybe 09 will be a big year for you, Matthias, and then you get that tour card and get into all the limited field events and stuff like that. He is Matthias Groenberg, PGA Tour pro and Palm Beach resident, and an all-around good guy. Definitely want to have that beer with you someday. Maybe after the Honda, we'll have a beer at PGA National. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matthias.
Thanks.